WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. I done did it again. I gotta not be opening your show. It's your show.
It's our show. Whenever we're together, it's our show.
All right. I will appreciate you hosting me today on Let's Grab Coffee.
Yes. I mean, technically, you're hosting me, I think.
No.
Okay. We're hosting each other?
No. You're the hostess, and I am the guest. And this is your house. We're in your house today.
Okay, we're in my house here at the good house of WYXR 91.7 FM, the house built on sound.
Okay.
That good Memphis sound.
That part.
Yes.
And today we are celebrating the rising of a morning within Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Yes. Here we are in May.
And here we are in May. Finally, we made it to May. I should have pressed my good shirt that you got me last year so I could be clean up in here. That clean. It's got like an orange cream thing going on.
I mean, the listeners don't know. JB, you look so good in your Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month Memphis t-shirt.
Yes.
Wearing it loud and proud for May.
That part. And you know what else looks amazing is the calendar of events that you have put together with so many collaborators to be able to share the breadth of culture and celebration and festivity and real talk and all of the things that are going to happen this month. So tell me, I mean, you've got your coffee.
I got my coffee. So look, we are good to go. I hope you all have your coffee too. Join us in this coffee conversation.
The calendar is set. And what we need to do right now is we need to let people know, if they're just tuning in, who you are and what's about to go down.
I know. We just jumped right in because we were just so excited to be here with you this morning on this absolutely beautiful Monday morning here in the most beautiful land in the world. Yes, May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. I am Sana Laybourne. And last year, I organized our city's first month-long celebration of AAPI Heritage Month. And here we are again, back for another full month of programming. And not just programming. I said programming. It makes it sound so impersonal. No, a whole month of connecting, of learning, of celebrating. And I'm so excited to be able to spend that time with you all. You know, this gives us an opportunity to face-to-face interact with one another outside of Let's Grab Coffee, which I know y'all listen to every Monday morning on WYXR. Yes, I am normally the host. And I guess, as JB, you said, I am still the host. But this is a very special conversation between both of us as we talk about everything that's happening around our city to celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Yes. So the kickoff has happened.
The kickoff has happened. We kicked it off.
We didn't kick it off. And if you weren't there, I mean, it was an incredible celebration. So we're going to dig into a little bit more. I mean, what is it? We had Cinco de Mayo yesterday. Now let me switch gears. But okay, it's May 6th. So there's so much more that people can explore. Why put this month together? Why year two for this effort? I mean, what were the insights of last year, and what were the opportunities to be able to push this thing further for year two?
You know, I think it's so important when we think about community and community building, which is what we're all about on WYXR through music and through all the great events that we have throughout the city and throughout the year. And it's the same with Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Here in Memphis, Asian Americans have been part of our community for over 150 years. But when we think about the story that we tell about Memphis, our Asian American community members are not always a part of that story. And so as someone who is Asian American and as someone who grew up here in Memphis and calls Memphis home, I thought it was important that I do my part in building our community. I'm talking about the Memphis community by highlighting our long history of Asian Americans here in the city, but also giving us an opportunity to meet one another, connect with one another, and celebrate one another as well. Last year, as I mentioned, was our first month-long celebration of the Heritage Month here in Memphis. Now, AAPI Heritage Month is actually a nationally recognized Heritage Month that was instituted in 1992. Yes, 1992. And we hadn't had a full month-long celebration. And, you know, again, thinking about myself as a Memphian, this is my home. This is where I grew up. And I thought, wow, you know, what a missed opportunity for us to really highlight, again, all of who we are. So last year, put together a great month of programming, a great month of opportunities for us to learn from one another and connect to one another, and maybe even explore parts of our city that we didn't really even know about, even if we've been here our whole lives as well. And you know, JB, one of the things that I heard so frequently throughout the month was people saying, wow, I've been looking for something like this. I've been waiting for something like this. I've been trying to find out how to get plugged in to the Asian American community. And here we had a whole month of opportunities for people to do just that. And so now here we are in year two, continuing to build upon what was started last year and continuing to give people an opportunity to learn about this city that we love, this city that is our home. And again, thinking about how do we create the type of Memphis where we are all seen, heard, and celebrated. And this is just one step in that direction.
Speaking of being seen, being heard, being felt, being celebrated, how have you grown in this past year in this process? Because now, hold on now. Madam author.
Okay.
In the building. And naturally, your book, which I have right here. I'm clutching it tight now.
Oh my goodness, y'all. He really does, too.
It deals with some of this identity and intersectionality. And so I can imagine not only you have grown, but I sat there and watched somebody who read your book come out of their shell just over the course of one dinner and have a talk back. I mean, tell me about how just that journey fits into this calendar year and your outreach in the community and just your personal growth.
That's such a great question, JB. Now y'all see why we had to have JB here this morning.
Uh-huh.
For this particular conversation. You know, in the book, so the book is Out of Place, The Lives of Korean Adoptee Immigrants. And as you pointed out, that book itself is about these questions of identity and community and belonging and the ways that, in that case, Korean adoptees are often feeling as though they are out of place or in between spaces and places because of immigrating to the United States, being adopted into families in the United States, oftentimes families of a different race and of a different ethnicity. So feeling that in between. And you know, there are a lot of parallels, even if I think about my experiences as an Asian American in Memphis and feeling a little bit in between, because true enough, our Asian American population, although we've had over 150 year history here in the Bluff City, we're still very small numerically. So right now, currently less than 2% of our city's population is Asian American. So you can often feel kind of caught in between, wondering, okay, where do I fit in exactly, right? Especially in a city that has such a strong story of black and white, right? And so for me, you know, the book is one piece, even though it's not a memoir, it's not an autobiography, but I am a Korean adoptee. So many of the adoptees that I spoke to, their stories resonated with me of feeling sometimes out of place or looking for those spaces where I feel like, oh, this is where I belong or this is my community. And, you know, in organizing Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month here for our city, I think it was another way for me to say, like, this is my community. This is where I belong. And maybe I haven't always been visible or haven't always felt that way. This is an opportunity to continue to build the connections that I already have, continue to contribute to the city that I call home. And I think that's so important. And the reason why I keep mentioning that is because for all of us, if we see Memphis as our home, as our community, then we have a responsibility to be contributing to that community, to be active participants and not just consumers of all of the amazing things that we have here. But it's also up to us to be a part of continuing that or even growing certain aspects of our city, because it really does depend on all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tonight we've got an event, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, because I see you got me on the website. So this conversation right now that we're having is an event.
It is. is. This conversation is an event.
All right, now. Well, we can take it even further this evening.
Yes, we can take it. Yeah, look, you're a part of this event that's happening is right now. And then there's another event that you can come be a part of. And that is the Student Art Show. We had a arts competition, an AAPI Heritage Month art competition open to all students in Memphis and the surrounding areas, K-12 students. And so tonight is the opening reception for that art show. So we had student winners in a variety of different categories. You'll be able to view their artwork tonight at Cossett Library, opening reception at 6 p.m. And then the student artwork will be on display throughout the rest of the month through May 25th. And I just think it's such a wonderful opportunity to celebrate our student artists of all different backgrounds, races, ethnicities, but also to celebrate our teachers, because it's also with the support of our teachers to be able to host a competition like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, if you haven't noticed in the background, we'll listen to some Asian American Pacific Islander music.
Yes.
We've got a little Japanese breakfast right now. We've heard some Mitski. We've heard some Yeji. So we're going to keep that vibe going. We're going to take a little breath. You can tell people where they can find more information online.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead and head on over to AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. .com. It's a mouthful, but it keeps it very simple and straightforward.
There you go. So we get into some more music. We're going to be back on Let's Grab Coffee talking AAPI Heritage Month.
Of a honeycomb tree, and now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. Got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it. I got my patience and I'm making do. From the ancient roots, I choose to follow what the greatest do.
We're back. We're hanging out. We're talking Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Memphis.
Hey.
So, since I put it like that, mm-hmm. Memphis style. How do you make this Memphis style a Memphis style celebration? Because, you know, we do everything different. We got to do AAPI Heritage Month a little different too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got our own flavor on everything. And I love that you asked this question, because for me, something that has been really important to me, even last year and even thinking, you know, several years into the future, yes, May, we're celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, but we are celebrating it here in Memphis. So what does that history, what does our present, what does that future look like in this particular context? And so for me, one thing that was really important was to always have the opportunity to have some conversations about, one, what has our Asian American history looked like, both in the U.S., but also Memphis specifically? And keeping that in mind, what does that history look like, particularly in relationship to our Black residents, right? Our Black community members. And I think about that a lot because I am from Memphis, mm-hmm. because also when we think about the histories of Asian Americans and Black Americans, it's often told as a history that has always been combative, wow. that we've always been antagonistic towards each other. And that's not true.
I was going to say, because I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way when you and I get together.
I don't feel that way either.
I didn't know. I was just trying to make sure now. If we need to take it to the streets, we can tell them put the pitchforks down.
No, but you know, because we learn so little of Asian American history, we get these small little pieces, and oftentimes it's a lot of incomplete information. And so what we've often been taught is that there is ongoing antagonism between Black and Asian communities, and that hasn't been the case. We actually have a long history of solidarity, of coalitions with one another. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there have been moments where we have had conflict. That is also true, but I think a big piece that has been missing, that we're not often top of mind or we're not often aware of, is the truth that we've also had a lot of moments throughout history and our present where we've worked together.
Right, right, right. Well, when you put it that way, I think of like a scene like Hurry Up and Buy.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's yeah. damaging on both sides.
Absolutely, yeah. absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so with Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month Memphis, I always want to provide opportunities to delve into some of our shared history together, particularly right. with Asian American and Black Americans. And so as you've seen on the calendar, we're having a conversation, another documentary screening with the National Civil Rights Museum. We're going to be watching Blurring the Color Line, which actually talks about the history of Chinese-owned grocery stores in the South. Right. And then we're also having, and I said it's on the calendar, but it's not even on the calendar yet. So breaking news here.
Okay, so we still evolving this thing. It's fluid. It's nebulous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right now.
Because we're waiting on some confirmation. And so confirmation has been confirmed. Okay. And so y'all get to hear it first. We'll have a conversation, a documentary screening, a panel discussion with the National Civil Rights Museum. So stay tuned. Those updates will be coming end of day. So definitely want to register. It's free, open to the public. Always will be food. I feel like I always have to talk about that. Everything I do, there's going to be a reception and there's going to be food.
Well, let me say, you know, synonymous you are with Edible Memphis.
Come on. With
things, just flavorful things.
Flavorful things.
Yeah, and you just in here shining, glowing. Tell me about this garment you have on.
My
speaking of taste.
Yeah. You know, just this beautiful red flowered robe, mm-hmm. just a little something, because what a beautiful May day it
beautiful
is.
May day.
Yes.
And when you say May Day, some people like to take cover, but we're talking about the good kind.
We're talking about the good kind.
All right. Well, we listened to a little bit of Joey Alexander, Indonesian pianist.
I love it.
Okay, just a little taste of that flavor.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to turn that down. We're going to get back to talking just a little bit more. When you think about the Asian American Pacific Islander community here locally, and not just the people you collaborated with last year or this year, but anyone who comes to mind when you think about reaching across and shining a light on, I mean, who are the... Give me a handful of people from top of mind. You're like, okay, you're doing your thing. You're putting on. You even a hidden gem, or even a person or a community member or an organization that it might be on people's radars, or it might just be something that you appreciate and you wish people knew more about. Mm-hmm. Can you just give me off the top, just rattle off freestyle. Give me yes. just a small list.
Well, you know, since we're talking about flavors, now my mind is on food.
Okay, as then. It normally all right. is. Naturally. I'll take you there. Naturally.
Take me there. And right immediately top of mind, Quinn and the Vietnamese American Community Association here in West Tennessee. And you all remember the Asian night market that they yes. had here at Crosstown last yes. summer.
Oh, they blew it up in this stuff.
Oh, yeah. They
outgrew the bit. This is a million and a half square feet or something like that.
Not enough space.
Couldn't contain all of the incredible energy that night.
Yes. And so that top of mind, because again, here we go, food related. But the Asian night market will be back July 20th at mm-hmm. Tiger Lane. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited about that. It's hosted by the Vietnamese American Association, but of course all of the other Asian ethnic communities in Memphis will be there as well. Food vendors, cultural activities, performances, mm-hmm. and so I'm so excited for our celebration of Asian Americans to continue throughout the year.
Yes.
And I think that's so important. I'm also thinking about, top of mind, the Hmong Chung Collective. They had an artist residency here in Crosstown mm-hmm. as well last summer. And just to continue to see them grow, and they've gotten a lot of other attention for the important work that they're doing. And again, thinking about Asian Americans from the South, from Memphis specifically, and creating artwork that is being enjoyed around the country and even around the world. I'm so excited to be working in partnership with them as well for our art show at the end of the month at the Urban Art Commission. And so I'm definitely inviting all of you out to Urban Art Commission on May 25th. On that Saturday, we'll have the opening reception for the art show. And then on Sunday, May 26th, some members of the Hmong Chung Collective are also doing an artist workshop open to the public. So definitely check out AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com to learn more. Also, if you're interested in the workshop, that one will require registration, so make sure that you register for that. And you know, look, now we're back on food, because you mentioned Edible Memphis, and I'm very happy to be synonymous with food and flavor and good eats, because you know, as part of AAPI Heritage Month, we have our Hungry Tiger food tour, where we are taking you around the city to locally owned Asian restaurants. We got some standards, some staples, some businesses that have been here for a while, and we've got some new places as well. So if you are hungry, like I always am, if you are adventurous, if you're ready to get out of that food rut, definitely come join us on the food tour. All you have to do is show up, bring your appetite, get ready to make a new friend, maybe find a new favorite restaurant, which is always my favorite thing to do. And you can find out more at thehungrytigermemphis.com. We have one of our dinners tomorrow night. We'll be traveling to Lotus Thai in Bartlett, and I am so excited because I absolutely love Thai food. And then this Friday, we'll be at Casa Rop for lunch. And let me tell you, I went there last week because I was like, I need to go ahead and get my fill of this good Filipino food. I couldn't wait until this Friday. And let me tell you, if you haven't been there, you definitely don't want to miss it. In fact, Casa Rop has been in operation for over 20 years. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, what? I don't even know this place. Friday, 12:30, join us there, Casa Rop, and that is going to be a deliciously good time.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break for a little music.
Let's do it.
Let them know where they can find more information about the month.
AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com.
There you go.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. And there's a place on the corner of Cherry Street. We would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night.
Oh, we were having a party in here.
I mean, it got real, real up in here.
It did.
I wasn't ready for all of that.
Oh, my goodness. You'll have to check the WYXR Instagram account to see what we were doing in the dance break.
I mean, a whole trust fall just happened. I mean, I'm glad you had your coffee because I don't know if you would have been able to catch me without it.
I know, but you can stay ready. That's my motto.
There we go.
Stay
we
ready.
Go. I threw that on you real quick, too.
You did.
And your instincts just caught.
They're just right on in. I would never let you fall. Never.
That means so much to me.
Yes.
So, if you're here, this is Let's Grab Coffee, first and foremost.
Yes, this is Let's Grab Coffee, and we have grabbed our coffee.
Yes, it is, and it has us very pumped up.
Oh, we are pumped up. It's the music, it's the coffee, it's the conversation.
And you're Sonna Laybourne.
I am Sonna Laybourne, and you're a JB.
I am me, and you are you, wherever you are, if you're listening.
Yes.
And it is May.
It is May. Can you believe it?
We made it through May the 4th be with you. We made it through Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have a whole month to look ahead to. I mean, virtually the entire month.
Yes. It is a month. It is a month known as May, and it is a month known as Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
We're listening now to Vijay Iyer. Who's an incredible jazz musician as well.
Yes.
We represent AAPI Heritage Month with the music.
Yes,
right now.
JB has taken us on a musical journey throughout Asian America and Pacific Islander musicians, and it is such a vibe. I'm loving it.
Well, thank you very much. We got a little bit pumped up. We got some Steve Aoki remix.
Yeah.
It's a lot that's going on up in here.
It is.
So, there's a lot going on with this month as well.
Absolutely. I was thinking that right when you said that.
Are there any highlights that, I mean, you have this burning instinct in your heart. I can't wait to get to this day for this event because we haven't covered everything. I mean, it's just jam-packed. I mean, and there's new stuff, too, happening every moment.
Yes.
It's giving me goosebumps. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. Look, you definitely have to make sure that you are visiting AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com because there are events being added daily on Instagram. We're AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. You know, keep it simple to remind you, it is AAPI Heritage Month Memphis. And one event that, again, exclusive because it's not even on the calendar yet, but something I'm super excited about, and to kind of go back to one of the questions you asked me before the break, JB, is thinking about Asian American history and Asian America presently in Memphis specifically, an event that I'm so excited about that's in collaboration with Coffee Black, and it's going to be held at the Anti-Gentrification Coffee Club. We're going to be doing a food and coffee tasting, and with this food and coffee, we're going to let it open up conversations about our shared histories, our intertwined histories as Asian Americans and Black Americans, the times that our histories and cultures have intertwined. And we're going to have a really great conversation, and again, centered around or based in using coffee and using food as the basis of that conversation. And so I will be posting more details about that event later on today, but I'm so excited about it because for me, one of my goals with this whole month is to not only bring more attention to our Asian American community here in Memphis, but again, to be thinking about us as a community in Memphis. So not just Asian Americans, but all of us here in the city. And again, thinking about those histories that we often don't know or we haven't learned. And then thinking about how can we create and build trusting relationships so that when we think about, all right, what do we want to do to make our city better? To again, make sure we're all seen, heard, and celebrated. We have to do that together. And the only way we can do that is if we know each other.
Well, that's one aspect of these events that I've noticed is that with each one, I notice, well, I hadn't been to all of them, I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't know all the people, but you be there, and you be seeing the people, and you be meeting the people.
Yeah.
I notice each time that there are new people that you're connecting with that are walking up to you and telling you, hey, I'm so glad this exists, and they all have very specific insights coming into this event, these events, and leaving from these events. I mean, I'm going to allow you to just, maybe we won't call it tooting your own horn. We'll just say warm and fuzzies.
Warm and fuzzy.
I mean, what are some of the specific moments of feedback that come to mind when you think of people? You know, you don't have to share their name or what they do or where they exist in the community, but how they specifically put insights into your hand, into your mind about what this engagement and what the impact of these events are.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, what is always, it just makes me feel so good is when I hear particularly Asian Americans who also grew up in Memphis saying like, wow, I'm so glad that this exists, right? And who really understand what it's like to have grown up here and to often feel like maybe you're a little invisible, like this is your community, but in certain ways you feel a little bit outside of it as well, right? And then also for folks who are newer to the city, who are like, wow, this is so great. I love to see everything that Memphis has going on, right? Because if you're new to the city, you don't know that this is just the second year that we've had a full month-long celebration.
Right.
So it also makes people feel really excited, whether they're Asian American or of a different racial or ethnic background, just to see all of the offerings that our city has. Because this month, as I mentioned, we have food events, we have art-related events, we have documentary screenings. We have just curious conversations, opportunities to build community. And so, again, it just adds to the vibrancy of the city. And when we're thinking about both retaining the people that we have, but also attracting people into the city, it's events like this that make people say, oh, wow, Memphis is an exciting city. There's so much to do. There's so many opportunities for cross-cultural exchange. And it makes it feel like home for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get into some more music because we have so much fun when we just cut loose. So we had to reset. We can't carry this whole conversation because there's so much music out there, and this is a station that really celebrates so much diversity. And
yes,
you know, we got to run these hits now, and we got to get deep into the grooves as well.
I know. Let's get back to our dance party and give a chance to get back into the dance party with us.
Well, we can also give people a chance to go check out more information.
That's
on the
right.
site to schedule and find out how to plug in this month. Go ahead and mark your calendars because you know it's a whole month. You know, a lot of people wait. I just paid my rent. You know, I waited too late. So don't wait.
That's absolutely right. Okay, so JB is going to put us on some good music. You're going to go to AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com, and you're going to put in the Google Cal or whatever your calendar schedule of choice is, the events that you're going to go to, because you're going to be so sad when you say, oh my goodness, I missed that event.
They're going to see those pictures. You can almost smell the food through the camera. You can definitely almost feel the connection and the leadership. I mean, just jumping right out of every photo, every video, every reel.
Absolutely.
You don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss it.
No.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no room for guessing. No more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest.
for granted, yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage, yeah. Worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Going on. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Making me cry, wasting my time, the whole time, so just be careful what you take for granted, yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage, you could do damage, you could do damage, oh, you could do damage, no, you could do damage.
Funky with Corey Wong.
Oh, it's real funky.
Yeah, that baby, he up there tongue twisting.
Y'all weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. That sounded like some Prince or somebody right there.
Honestly, the whole sound of it, yeah. That's what I was definitely feeling those Prince vibes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, if you're at home or if you're riding around or you might be on the moon right now. You might be feeling the vibe. You listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station that's raised by sound, the station with the city's soul, and the station with Sonna Laybourne.
Hey, this is Let's Grab Coffee, a special conversation because we have JB here in studio DJing for us and also leading this conversation about Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
I'm just trying to make it. That's all I can do.
Oh, you're making it. Okay. You're doing it.
All right. I appreciate that vote of confidence.
Yes.
And I appreciate any time that I'm able to be here with you on air.
Same. Yeah, same. It is always such a pleasure. That's why I'm always trying to snag you for these conversations because we always have so much fun on air. It's just a vibe.
Really having too much fun.
Never too much.
Never. Come on, Luther. this is an event that I missed last year that I really wish I was at. The Dragon Boat Festival is coming up.
Oh, right? My goodness. I love that we're closing out the month, and really the 1st of June, so opening up June, with the Memphis Dragon Boat Festival, which the Chinese Historical Society and the Greater Chinese Association of Memphis put on this event. There's an annual event, of course, like many things, put on pause during COVID. Last year was the first year back at Shelby Farms, and so here we are another year for the Dragon Boat Festival. It is such a fun time to see all the teams competing in these really big boats, right, rowing across Hyde Lake. And you know, you could be a part of it too, JB, like you, like actual you, not even listeners you. I mean, listeners you too. But.
I know that because last year at the cocktail party at Inkwell.
Oh, did you get the information? Were they talking it up, trying to sign you up?
There was a brother that he just cornered me. He put me in that corner and said, "We need you at the Dragon Boats. It's a real thing." And this is probably the second or third time between different states that I've been invited to something like this. I even got out there on that water and practiced and didn't show up and followed through.
You left your teammates hanging?
Just something about that Dragon Boat that once you get me out on that water, I say, "Oh, Lord have mercy." So maybe this time I'll be able to go ahead and get over that hump.
Yes. I mean, if you're listening and you're like, "Wait a minute, what is this? I need to learn more," go to AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com. Look at the events. Closing out the month is the Memphis Dragon Boat Festival. There's more information there on how you can put together a team. Or even if you're an individual and you're like, "I want to do this," they will put you together with a team, with folks who are looking for another member. And that could be you. But even if that's not you, let me tell you what is. A day full of fun at Shelby Farms.
Uh-huh.
Watching the Dragon Boat races. There will be other cultural performances. There will be food vendors. And it's just a great day to enjoy our park, but also this fabulous event as well.
So let's just say, hypothetically, because I know that this question is out there, if somebody's sick and shut in, if somebody doesn't get out much, if somebody is way into their shell, and maybe this isn't the year for them to just be present in the physical. We're going to hope that they are. We're going to hope that they get past it. But how can they connect with this community from the comfort of their home, from their phone, from their desktop, their laptop, tablet, telephone, however the way that they like a smoke signal, a carrier pigeon, you know, what way can they do it from afar?
Okay, definitely what you want to do is go to AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis.com. You also want to find us on Instagram, AAPIHeritageMonthMemphis as well, on Instagram. And then honestly, what I would say, if you are able, right, if you're able to come join us for an event, please do. I think you'll find it is fun, it is warm, it is welcoming. And if you need to kind of like ease your way into it, then I want to invite you to one of the Hungry Tiger food tour stops. Again, this is the second year that we've done our Hungry Tiger food tour with Edible Memphis. And I think it's just such a fun way to, again, learn the city. Even if you've been here your whole life, I'm guaranteeing you there's some place on our food tour that you're like, "I didn't even know this place existed." Mm-hmm. And again, I think this is a great way to explore the city, be a tourist in your own hometown, enjoy the month, celebrate the month. Again, enjoy some good food. Am I food, or I feel like every conversation, it just comes back to food.
We're not, I mean, this is Let's Grab Coffee. You already were halfway there. You were in the food and beverage market.
Right.
Some people
right
might
there.
Be listening every week waiting for that coffee review. They're
I
getting
know.
All kind of other stuff. You know, just going on face value. Don't judge a book by its cover. I want to go back to this other experience because at the Hungry Tiger Food Club,
yes,
I watched this young lady walk in and she was a guest of someone else.
Uh-huh.
And they asked her to introduce herself, and she was just so shy that she couldn't even get it out. She opened her mouth and then a gasp came out, and then she covered her mouth with both hands and her head just almost dropped to the floor.
It really did.
But then as we were leaving,
yes,
she had warmed up to you so much and just a motor mouth.
Yes, could not escape.
So I've seen these transformations happen, and I don't even know, that was an hour and a half. somebody who felt so welcome to just leap out of their shell, left their shell on the side of the road, and just a naked turtle walking through the streets. Hungry tiger, naked turtle, whatever you gotta be.
All animals welcome.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So I commend you on not only this effort, but so much that you have done to elevate not only this community, but yourself in the process. You have just blossomed.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
We're giving flowers. Yeah. Yes. That's what we do.
We got to. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, so I think we've done just about all we can do on this hour.
I think we have. You know, I think we should, you know, leave the people with, you know, some more good music and opportunity for them to take a little dance break, and also to pull up AAPI HeritageMonthMemphis.com on their phone, on their desktop, maybe they're at work. Go ahead, open up that other browser. Your boss will not know that you are scrolling through the events for this month's celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Again, go ahead, take a look, figure out where you want to be, and put it in your calendar, because I don't know about you, but if it doesn't get into the calendar, be that the Google Cal, a paper planner, whatever it is, if it doesn't get written down, it doesn't exist. And let me tell you what does exist: our month-long celebration of AAPI Heritage Month, and I would love to see you there.
Absolutely. Thanks for hanging. Let's grab coffee. Enjoy the month.